This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
The opinions expressed on this show and in this podcast are those of the host and guests. They do not represent the opinion of Free FM. We encourage listeners to evaluate issues for themselves from a range of credible sources.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, co-host Jenny Puamanuka.
Kia ora, good
and
morning,
we've got
guys.
Gloria online this morning. How
morning,
are you, Gloria?
Jenny, Jack,
good
and
morning,
Jack, and everybody at Community Radio. Love you all.
Now,
love
it was
too.
Wonderful seeing you yesterday out at Narrawahia, and we were talking about identifying with darkness and art therapy. And you prayed for Gabby. That was really good, Gloria.
Oh, that's good. That's what we do, Jack.
Yeah. So you had your badge on. You know, it's okay to ask for help.
I went to your guys' little prayer group the other day, and I got mass prayed upon by the whole group. It was really
Church
exciting.
Church of Zion.
Wow,
the Church
I
of Zion.
Pray for you too, Jenny, so take that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got some Jesus juice in me now.
Now, they're talking about the Al-Qaeda boogeyman again, Bin Laden, and apparently Bush was having cups of teas and he knew Bin Laden personally, and he made millions of dollars out of the oil later on, you know, through this stock
exchange. Did he know
exchange.
Bin Laden?
He did.
I don't think he knew Bin Laden, did he?
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy who was trying to, capture, wasn't he?
Yeah,
but we a lot of us think it was an inside job, the way that building fell and they attacked Tama Iti and all the freedom fighters in New Zealand, you know what I mean?
I don't think the country really agrees that the ram raids were meant to happen. I think that there wasn't any proof, so why were the police allowed to go in,
per se? That's a good point. Now, urologist says new rats testing is required to detect the virus before. But I went along on Saturday to the Rates Association meeting, and this article or pamphlet here says risk of heart failure following mRNA vaccination higher than risk from COVID infection, 47 miscarriages, child deaths, naught. And then it's got say no to the jab. Meds have acknowledged harm caused by the Pfizer.
Can I please have a look at that right
yes.
now?
Now, did you do another RATS test yourself? Apparently you had the flu.
Yeah. So I've got the flu now, but it's like a cold, not a flu. I don't know if it's actually influenza.
Yeah.
But I stayed away. I was meant to go and visit my parents, but they're elderly. So I just stayed inside and took RATS tests, and I am apparently COVID-free.
Right. You've been wearing your mask lately, haven't you, Gloria?
Yes, and Jack, what I'd like to talk about, just for a brief thing, out of the New Zealand Herald, the 13th of July, gang crackdown. I don't want to read the whole thing, but I just want to read the recent drive-by shootings that had parts of Auckland on edge for 2 weeks have exposed a legal loophole the government hopes to close when it announces new laws aimed at cracking down on gangs today.
Yep.
Now, here's the clincher, Jack.
Yep.
Briefings to New Zealand Police Minister Chris Hipkins identified a gap in the criminal law in relation to these shootings.
Yep.
Under the Crimes Act, it is not considered an offence of a threatening act for someone to discharge a firearm on a street or in a car park in an attempt to intimidate.
It should be.
My son got pulled up for having, I think he was drink driving, but he had an axe in his boot.
Oh, wow.
Now, he got sent to prison for having an axe in his boot, and he tried to tell the magistrate and the cop that pulled him up and it was to be used for his work.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I guess with Steve at that time, sometimes the police check your attitude too at the same time. But what you're saying is true. It should be against the law to have any kind of gun.
Yeah.
But I'd like to bring up about the youth offender were protesting. on top of the Hawke's Bay prison. And they were saying they weren't being listened to, they weren't being understood.
Yeah.
And then there was that drone that dropped some contraband into a prison on the front page, and they made it look sensational. But I said, well, where's the rehabilitation? Why doesn't the media talk about youth mentoring programs and how to change the heart of the youth and how to make them good citizens? So they go for the extremist view of saying, here's a drone and it's dropping contraband and how wicked and how evil the prisoners are. Yeah. Why don't they focus more on programs to change their hearts?
Well, why don't they usually just throw young people into juvie, don't they?
Yeah,
if
juvenile,
committed any crime.
Juvenile delinquency or whatever the case may be.
Well, it's a lot better than prison,
right?
Don't you think?
So we need a youth mentoring program, and that's why the Rangatahi are meeting on Friday at 10 o'clock up at the YMCA.
Yeah,
so you need to be there because you're a younger person than I am.
So just to clarify to the audience, that's the annual council youth meeting, eh?
Yeah.
It's pretty much any Rangatahi who is involved in any community project or charity, and they all come together and we all get free food. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but we ought to be focusing, how can we change their hearts?
Mm-hmm.
How can we give them direction with the ram raiding and the drinking and drugging, whatever they're involved in? We need to acknowledge their higher powers, and we can train social workers, can't we, with this?
We've
got 12 of them, freedom fighters, uplifters,
usually,
healers.
So
they
I'm
can
the one
choose
who
a role.
Usually teaches the rainbow ribbons to any participants who want to come along and do it. And what we do is traditional cognitive therapy.
Yeah.
And it's to help them in their day-to-day life. It's not really...
And I'd like...
Yes?
I'd like to put a challenge out there to the government, Jack, because it doesn't give the young ones the incentive to change when they say all these double standards by the government is supposed to be setting an example to the ones and people.
That's right. And also, Father Matthew actually rung me up this morning. He said, we're having an other pro-life vigil this afternoon at 2:30. Do you want to come along?
I can't make it
for that one. But he did mention that fathers whose wife was pregnant at different places in Thames and Hamilton, they've come up and said, you've saved our unborn child. We were going to abort, but now we're not, because of your protesting. So we're stopping the killing up there, and we're keeping children alive. So it's save the children, isn't it? What do you reckon?
Yep.
And that's so very important.
Oh, no. So many handbags are going to be thrown at you, Jack.
Now, there's
so
been
handbags.
Threats on schools, cyber attacks, robo hoax. We need to have first responders there. And we don't want extremists there, do we? Muslim extremists or white supremacists dropping bombs or bringing guns into schools here. So it's good that they crack down on any kind of a cyber attack. Mm. And apparently the frontline police were involved in that.
Did you see last week that a lot of our schools had a bomb scare?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. There's a bomb scare online. And
you
just need the sleeping cells in New Zealand to arise, some extremist, some sort of crazy white supremacist or crazy Muslim extremist.
Mm.
And it could happen here the same as in America. And that's why I agree with Gloria. We need to crack down on guns. So you are right there, Gloria.
Well, it's not just guns. I mean, it's like any form of weaponry, really. It's not necessary unless, like, you're an officer.
Yep.
To be carrying your own weaponry.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need that if it's not like 2 o'clock in the morning and you're being stalked by a perpetrator?
Yeah, and I saw on Hui a mother of a son who was actually shot. There's been four shootings by police down in Taranaki, and the guy pursued the police car in his car, got out of the car, and he was shot, and he was walking away. I mean, the policeman didn't have to shoot him. He could have shoot to wound, shot him in the legs.
I mean, I think
shoot in the back.
Last year, like, our police...
I don't want us to become a Wild West.
Our police have been only using guns for about 2 years now since the Christchurch massacre.
Yeah, they could be going gun crazy.
Do you think 2 years is enough time... enough time to know the procedure
Yeah.
of using a gun? It's a weapon that is used to end someone's life.
Yeah. Right? They should be taught how to wound.
They should know the proper procedure.
They are taught how to do it.
Yeah.
Now, Marius Rucurus filed in the UN referring parents and Kai Haredi doing advocacy training. So
they don't do advocacy training.
They don't, but
no.
They need to.
So they're a free service to navigate the family court for any parents who are going through the family court at the moment.
Yeah. So yeah. I think Steve's calling for Marius to come back because we want to file in the UN.
Good
but
old.
As a human rights defender yourself, Jenny, you know CCHR is the way to go, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love me some Daddy
is
Cruz. You're
changing the legislation.
Some Daddy Cruz organisation.
And you know, when we're talking about youth mentoring and changing it and empowering prisoners to change, that is a policy that should be put in place.
Yeah.
Rehabilitation, help them to change, acknowledge the higher power. Because I know with Man Up, I was there last night and there were 9 people there and they were talking about getting real, making connections. And I was talking about what brings the change in these fathers' lives when the fathers are being discriminating. And there was one mother in the paper.
Yeah.
She had $1 million house and apparently she was raped by this man.
Oh,
and
geez.
And then she goes and says, well, I'm happy he's dead.
Okay. Well, that's
we can't
pretty valid.
Valid. Not really. You can't justify the death of any man. And that's why I'm against the femi-fascists who kind of want to exclude the masculine fathers.
What?
You know, and it's fathers and males that are actually suicidal.
Well, fair enough. I mean, that lady's body was violated. You know, of course you'd be happy he's passed.
No, two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right. So what would you say there, Gloria? They should have had counselling.
I was saying that, two wrongs don't make a right. But also,
it's a criminal offence.
To get to the cold case, Jack, I think that we need a lot more of us trained up to do prison ministry, Jack.
Yeah
but they don't allow those prisoners in
yes,
there.
Yes, they do. Yep.
The guys
do.
Like Man Up, they don't allow Man Up to go in. But I think
Seventh-day
Adventists
used to do it, Jack.
Yeah.
And maybe now, since the COVID, well, maybe they put lockdown in. But, no, you could do prison ministry.
I mean, we've heard of stories on the street and that too, Gloria. I mean, where a guy has threatened to kill the woman and then he takes his own life. But, I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. That's right.
So we have to keep everybody alive. Every life is sacred, and including the fetus inside of the mother's womb, although I think Jenny is pro-choice.
Pro-choice?
No, no.
Sorry, guys.
If
pro-choice.
It keeps that child alive
it
and that is a potential child, God-breathed.
Right. The baby is not your possession, okay?
Right.
The mother's body is not your possession either.
Well, I think
so
it's
you cannot
2-1 here because I think
you cannot control what a mother does.
Right.
Okay? You cannot control. Just saying. Pro-choice.
Now, I'd like to read this out. Feminist author decries fruits of sexual revolution. For younger women in particular, today's sexual culture is destructive. Divorcing love and commitment from sex and favouring one-night stands, casual hookups and friends with benefits. Worse still, it pressures them into promiscuity, bombards them with violent pornography and tells
granddad.
Them to enjoy being humiliated and assaulted in bed.
Oh, granddad, no.
The sexual revolution that began in the 1960s certainly freed women from the burdens of chastity and motherhood.
Well, I'm also pro-choice on that level. If you want to do that, that is up to you.
But I think with the perversions and everything that's going on and the liberality that's going on, I mean, you know, I'm fighting the male and some woman now because some woman have a King Kong animus and they want to be men.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they're fighting against me. And I'm saying, well, isn't that sexist? I'm saying, where's the gender equity here? So it's being sensitive to people and understanding their gender roles and where they're really coming from. What
gender
do you think,
roles.
Gloria?
Gender roles are not a thing anymore.
We're not to condone the gender role. We're not to judge it. But this is where all our fractured families are coming about, Jack, through this gender equality crap.
Yeah, I'm into gender equity. I'm a bit of a snag, sensitive new age guy, sort of the masculine, feminine. I don't mind acknowledging that, but I'm against extreme feminism because we protested outside Helen Clark's house in 2006, and I've got it online, and people are responding
Auntie
to that
Helen's house,
video. And we're saying, Auntie Helen, you are responding, you are responsible for this terrible legislation which has led to fathers committing suicide, three out of four males.
I agree with you, Jake.
They brought in all this liberality, they brought in all this LGBT, and they didn't have family mediation. They didn't have family mediation with the government. The government is responsible. Why? Because they have not actually put family mediation in place, honouring mum, dad and the children, you know, the biological as well as the extended family, you know, which they should have done.
What I don't like about New Zealand custody is that it makes it too easy for the mother to be sole custodian.
Yeah.
And then, she can deny the father access to the child if she wants on a whim.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
No.
I think...
Go back to the drawing board, Jenny.
I think the family court needs to...
These are our own opinions. That's good. I've got a good selection now between Gloria and... Jenny,
but I'm trying
and they're
to say
discussing
something.
Issues,
But I think the family court needs to reiterate what they're up to, to be honest, because it's all too easy for a mother to get a divorce and then say to the father, oh, you don't actually have rights to your child anymore.
Yeah. Now, oranga tamariki causing traumatic cycle with children and families, an independent complaints authority is needed. Building relationships with Māori, providing advocacy, how to mentor youth, engaging them, and providing role models for them. So, oranga tamariki, are they really doing their job properly? Because we protested against them last year. What do you think, Jenny?
I've been in court, mate, and it doesn't look like they're doing their job very well at all.
That's right, Jenny.
What upsets me... Yeah, what upsets me is that, like, we've had some clients who come in to us to ask for help through the family court, and they have not seen their children in about 10 years, and the government has no justification as to why they have not been allowed to visit their children. And this leads to them becoming very depressed.
Yeah.
Essentially, like just being separated from the young ones and not having any interaction at all.
Now, how to train and return New Zealand practitioners. Growing our own healthcare practitioners, our own nurses and doctors in New Zealand. We need our own healthcare system because one in four is affected by mental illness. So this is where our Rainbow Ribbons program kicks in. Wow. We ought to be training up healers, trauma recovery practitioners.
Yeah.
And that was a good experience yesterday, wasn't it, Gloria? Where we defined the darkness and then the good things that came out of it. And there were four people who went through suicidal ideation.
How did today in Ngarawahia go?
It's brilliant. I was met by people I knew. I met a guy from the barber shop and he had all these tattoos on the world and he had on the wall, he had Mongrel Mob on his shirt. And I said, oh, yeah, that's good. I said, how are you finding your business going? He said, oh, it's doing quite well here in Hamilton. And I met other people who knew the Harrisons at the CYC camp. And, so I talked about binding the wounds into the cross and setting up buddy support systems for people who are suicidal. And Gloria backed me up, didn't you, Gloria?
Yep.
Good stuff.
100%, Jack.
So good stuff, guys. I was proud of you yesterday, Gloria.
Oh, thank you, Jack. And you ought to be given a lot more credit for the work that you do too, Jack. You're quite right.
Thank you.
Choice.
Cause I'm the son of
89.
That's Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. He was a brilliant guitarist, one of the best in the world.
He's awesome.
So Trauma Nohi, Noho, is that how you pronounce it?
Trauma Noho, I think. Yeah.
12th to 14th of August is happening at the Pohakina.
Our good friend
Marai and Raglan.
Paul Zentfelt will be
speaking.
But
he needs to include us. Because we've got trauma recovery processes and we teach about grief facilitation and so forth. So,
well, yeah, he's going to be talking, I think he's going to be talking about his time at the UN and getting
but
justice.
But I'm always bleeping on about the need for a structure to change people's lives because you can change both being the fence builders at the top and the ambulance drivers at the bottom, because if you haven't got a structure to change people and to keep people who are suicidal alive, helping youth to mentor them and change their lives for higher power, you've got nothing. Wouldn't you agree with me there, Gloria?
Yeah, that's right, Jack. No, you need things put in place to give them the incentive to change.
That's right. And Rangatahi meeting is happening on Friday.
Whoop, whoop, I'll be there.
Yep,
I'll
you need to
come
be there.
Come see me, fam.
Bring your friend, you know, you're teaching the Rainbow Ribbons program too.
Yeah, no, I don't think she'll want to be a part of it, to
All
be
right.
honest.
Okay, now, Marius Ruckius, it's time you came back. We need to file in the UN. And the legal corruption and lawlessness of professionals is put to the gate. So we're saying that has O Ranga Tamariki really changed? Do they have an independent complaints authority over them?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, because I remember the last piece of legislation you and I both had to read through.
Yeah.
We got told that it looks like it's taking the rights away from the parents, and it's actually putting more rights into the hands of OT. Now, everyone knows that OT's been corrupt for about 50 years now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to help anybody.
And being the voice of the people, remember we protested against, who was it with...
Granny Miles?
Yeah, Winston Peters.
Yes.
Tracy Martin against her, because they were doing nothing about the families at the time. And so.
And I saved you from a charge. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Do
what
you remember
was that
you
about?
Almost got charged for lunging at Mr. Peters?
Yeah. They don't like me now.
When the New Zealand first bus came to Hamilton.
Yeah, I
oh
said,
my
are you relevant to the people of New Zealand? Are you listening? Do we need a constitution and direct...
I saved you.
Direct democracy and a democratic assemblies. You're listening to the voice of the people. And that's what I'm going to stand for.
I would never vote for Mr. Peters anyway.
Yeah, 24-7 access into my office if I become mayor and become the father of the city.
Well, Jack, I was going to say, if politicians and some police and some lawyers and magistrates and everything, if they do the crime, the double standard crime, they should do the time the same as everyone else.
You're talking about blue college crime and taking backhanders and getting millions of dollars with the elites.
How many assaults
Why should they be exempted from the law because they've got people in their community or something?
Did they dish out during the Freedom Rights protests? And how much assaults did they get caught for and jailed for?
Yeah.
None.
Right.
Okay.
But I believe they were standing up for freedoms and rights and for us as a New Zealanders with a constitution, direct
democracy. The police were blatantly brutalising the public.
Some of them.
Yeah, they were. And none of them got charged. And I remember they had a press conference the next day to explain away that the police were not getting charged over this, which is horrible. They should
now
be held.
There's single transferable voting coming in, which means more people will be able to vote for more people. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, if the first, second, third, fourth and sixth vote.
Wicked.
And policies will make a difference, I believe, with the people's voice. We need to challenge the council on a lot of their policies.
Yeah.
And one person, one vote, as in homes in different electorates, you know, it means that if you're a rich person and you have six homes around the country, you get six votes. That's not fair. So it should be one person, one vote.
Yeah, that made no sense to me.
So thanks, Gloria, for working in with me. And yesterday, JB took us out to that hall and we talked about grief therapy, which is...
And thank the lovely Jenny for all the good work she does with you too, Jack.
Yes.
Oh, stop. I love you. Stop.
But love you too,
sir. There's a lot of backstabbing going on in terms of, you know, we stand for a structure to change people's lives. We want to be there with suicide prevention initiatives, but some people are not actually responding as they should, you know what I mean? You know, we're not there to glorify ourselves. We're there to put in processes to help people, to keep people alive, to change people's lives.
Kind of thing, Jack.
Yeah. Now, I picked Peter up on Saturday and I took him along to the Rates Association and Shaw's Bird Sanctuary, and he loved it. There were
good
rosellas and parrots and rabbits there, and it was all awesome.
Are they still gonna bulldoze that beautiful sanctuary?
Well, no, they're going to put a road through it.
And
they're
going to
put up three-storied buildings. And I know that Andrew King's got an investment
that
there
makes
too.
No,
they're
going to
be making millions. All they could do is shift the road 2 kilometres up the way and there'd be no problem.
That makes absolutely no sense.
It does when you think about power and control and money.
It's sacred par site, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's par land.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
But it's wonderful to see all the parents coming with their children and they are talking to the birds. And if you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. And these rosellas would bop it up and down.
We need to form a protest. Like, they shouldn't be allowed to destroy it. That's horrible.
So some of the things we talked about was your name being made in lowercase, like Jacobus Martin Geelan, people on the land, and an affidavit telling the council you're not going to pay their rates. And they're going to sort of put an action program together with 50 people who are not going to pay their rates. So they were talking about
class
action. Yep. And violation of international laws, the Council of Rome, Magna Carta. So we've got more people standing up, and I told them they need to unite together and identify what they can do and all be involved. And neo-socialism, fascist corporate control of everything through power and control. Jacinda is following a green agenda, the Great Reset, with the rich claiming all the assets.
It's the Agenda 2021, people. They've joined the show. I can't stand it.
So the Medical Council and New Zealand Health are not protecting us. So we do need our own health care providers.
We do.
Yeah.
Amen.
We need our own program to hold the government accountable, because I find even joining the one party, that are they working in with all the other parties, the Conservatives? Because unless they work in, it's like smashing a glass, and there's 100 different groups going in 100 different directions. You've even got Tamaki. He's doing a good job, even though he takes a lot of money.
Good old Brian.
Yep, and through his man-up groups, that's wonderful. But they have to work together.
Yeah.
The common people have to stick together and establish sovereignty in this nation, because everything's gone.
Yeah.
The assets are going. You know, the three waters have gone. It's time for the people to rise up. Okay. Yeah. Be the people's voice. Okay, so thank you very much for coming online with us today, Gloria.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jack.
We love you.
I love everybody at Community Radio.
Okay, this is From the Fringes. Bye-bye for another
Ta-ta,
week.
Guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.